The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus and his disciples went into the region of Judea, where he spent some time with them baptizing. John was also baptizing in Enon near Salim, because there was an abundance of water there, and people came to be baptized, for John had not yet been imprisoned. Now a dispute arose between the disciples of John and a Jew about ceremonial washings. So they came to John and said to him, "Rabbi, the one who was with you across the Jordan, to whom you testified, here he is baptizing, and everyone is coming to him." John answered and said, "No one can receive anything except what has been given from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said that I am not the Christ, but that I was sent before him. The one who has the bride is the bridegroom. The best man who stands and listens for him rejoices greatly at the bridegroom's voice. So this joy of mine has been made complete. He must increase, I must decrease." The Gospel of the Lord. It seems that the disciples of John are sensing some kind of competition here, entering into it, some jealousy. How come Jesus is baptizing? Although yet, as John reminded them, he's the one whom he pointed to as being the Lamb of God. But that's, I think, part of human nature. Although sometimes we know what's the right thing to do, but also there's that temptation that the devil puts in us, the temptation to try to disobey or go against what we know is the right thing. And I think the last sentence of what John said to his disciples in Gospels today is really a good kind of goal for us in this year. He must increase, I must decrease. Jesus must increase in us, hopefully during this year, and we must decrease. We must let go of the I in me. We must let go of what's best for me, what's easiest for me, and begin to do more and more what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus became one like us so we can become like him, be transformed and become people of love, willing to sacrifice, willing to make commitments for the sake of Christ and the sake of the kingdom, for the sake of love. True love. That's our struggle. There's always something in us resisting the transformation that Jesus calls us. And we hear a little bit about it in that first reading when the evangelist says, well, don't pray for someone who's committed a deadly sin or who have a deadly sin. Yet Jesus told us, pray for your enemies. Bless those who persecute you. These are not easy words. They're challenging words. And we can justify them in many ways. Well, no, that's not the right thing to do. Yet John the Baptist had the humility to recognize that he must decrease so Christ can increase. And Christ needs to increase in our lives, in our witness. So maybe today, try to take a few minutes and reflect on what areas do you feel in your life that you must let Christ increase? What areas in your life you need to welcome Christ, to open the door for Christ a little wider for him to come in and transform you, fill you with his love? And remember, like the first reading, anything we ask that's in accordance to Christ's will, God will grant us. It might seem difficult or hard for you to believe that, yeah, God can change me in this way. But if you truly desire it and pray for it, God will grant you your prayer. Because also God wants to see Jesus increase in us and our selfishness decrease.